A traveler from India went to Africa to acquire some local products and some animals. And while he was in the jungle, he saw thousands of these beautiful, multicolored talking parrots. And he decided to capture a talking parrot and take it back home and make it his pet. So now he's back home and he's got this talking parrot from Africa. At home, he kept his parrot in a cage and he fed him wonderful seeds and honey. He played music for his pet and generally he treated him quite well. When it was time for the man to return to Africa 2 years later, he asked his parrot if there was any message he could deliver to the parrot's friends back in the jungle. Well, the parrot told his master to say that he was really very happy in his cage and that he was enjoying each and every day and to convey his love to his friends back in Africa. Well, the traveler went back to Africa. He delivered the message to all of the parrots in the jungle. And just as he finished his story, a parrot, with tears welling up in his eyes, fell over dead. The man was alarmed and decided that the parrot must have been very close to the parrot in the cage, and that was the reason for his sadness and his demise as well. So when the traveler returned to India, he told his pet what had happened. As he finished his story, his pet parrot, his eyes became all welled up with tears, and he keeled over and dropped dead in his cage. The man was astounded, but he figured that his pet had died from the despair of hearing of the death of his close friend back in the jungle. Well, the trader opened up the cage and tossed the dead bird outside onto the trash heap. And immediately, his pet parrot flew up to a branch on the tree outside. The trader said to him, "So you're not dead after all. You tricked me. Why did you do that?" Well, the parrot answered, "Because that bird back in Africa sent me a very important message." "Well, what was the message?" "He told me that if you want to escape from your cage, you must die while you're alive." And that's the story I heard from a great teacher of mine. And that's one of the things that I'd like to share with you here in this principle called "Don't Die With Your Music Still In You." You have to learn to die while you're still alive. And when you do that, what you do is you remove yourself from the identification of who you are with this open parenthesis, with now here. And you begin to see yourself as eternal, as infinite. And you have now let go of your attachments to all of this worldly stuff. And then you have this awareness, this realization, this aha. And the awareness is that I came in with nothing, no thing, and I'm going to return with no thing. I can't take one thing with me. And if I come into the world with nothing, and I leave this world with nothing, what can I do with my life? And the answer is, you can't have anything. You can't accumulate anything. You can't own anything. You don't get that privilege. It's an illusion that you might live under, but it will always bring you a sense of suffering. The only thing you can do with your life is give it away. And that's when you'll find purpose in your life, when you find a way to give away your life. Back to Francesco, St. Francis. "For it is in giving that we receive." It is in giving that we receive. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily making contributions. It doesn't mean giving stuff away. It's not about that. It's about finding a way to serve in some capacity. To me, that's what I believe Maslow was speaking about at the very top of the self-actualization. When you know that you are serving. See, when I went out and did those public television specials and I was able to raise $20 million and then another $7 or $8 or $9 million in just a few days. I kept getting wonderful accolades. You should see the wonderful letters I receive from all of the stations around the country. And almost always they are thanking me for making their pledge drive successful and for raising this much money or for raising that much money and for keeping their jobs and for keeping the station on the air and all of these kinds of things. And that's all part of, that's all wonderful. But there's a part of me that reads those letters and thinks and knows that none of it is about that for me. It's about, we are now able to have this message go out on television in prime time in every market in the country. Imagine that. Imagine how many people are going to talk about these ideas and are going to share them with their children. And